Haynes.
Hi, I'm Crawford from Concord. None of my land abuts any of the proposed lines, so in no way can I ever be accused of being a NIMBY up here. Can you hear me now? Okay. My first point is that I'm not a NIMBY. I don't have no land that will touch any of this, so I can't be accused of having some kind of agenda that just impacts me. I'm up here because I see what I see right now is PS&H and their backers trying to pass through, I think, a pretty big injustice to the people that live in New Hampshire in general. My first point that I would like to make to the DOE is that if one of their objectives in this study is to look at possible alternative routes that will minimize the environmental impact of bringing power from basically a foreign country. I mean, we are talking about the province of Quebec. They're the ones that own this power. That they spend a lot of effort in looking at alternative routes that will minimize this impact. I spent a few hours talking with some folks last week at the State House when there was discussion about what the state could do to take away eminent domain, and I think that is where all of us ought to be pressing our efforts right now. But one of the things that we talked about were alternative routes that somehow weren't seemingly forthcoming from PS&H and their backers, and that is throwing these power lines down existing federal highways. If the federal government is so if they have a vested interest, then I'm sure they would be more than willing to give up their land along highways, which are already pre-existing, scarred industrial avenues to bring power from Canada down. And if you need particular details beyond what I give you today, my number's on the piece of paper I signed today. The routes that I am fully aware of are Interstate 89 that goes right by Burlington. I think Burlington might want to actually siphon some power off of this based on how the discussions are going with Vermont Yankee, and that is right on the border of New Hampshire. Thank you, Vermont. So in return, there is also another interstate, I-91, that goes all the way down into Massachusetts. These all lead down to Massachusetts, which are the primary end users as well as Connecticut. The road keeps on going right to Connecticut. So you guys can follow those interstate routes, and I suggest, I don't care if they're giant towers in Vermont or not, they can bury it. They can have 400, 500-foot towers over there. It doesn't matter to me. They're big supporters of green power, too. It's in their name, Vermont. It's French. So they'll get along very well with Quebecois hydro. And so that's one aspect of this. The other is that I always feel like the people that are going to be using the power or using whatever it is that they're using ought to be the primary people bearing the costs of this. Notice how New Hampshire how Massachusetts is wanting to get this conduit down from Canada through New Hampshire, their playground, but they aren't willing to put up the windmills and everything else in their own state. I find that very hypocritical. Same for Connecticut. And finally, if the New Hampshire citizens are willing or are forced to swallow this bitter pill, I'm hopeful, and this is where we need to press our legislators in New Hampshire, that the owners of the land will be able to rent at fair market value, the land rent, not taken away, that they would rent at tower prices, and you can find out all these tower prices. They're very expensive for telecommunications, and that would be, I think, at least approaching a fair deal. And for our Quebecois hydro friends, je me souviens aussi.
Thank you, Crawford.